AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is due back on the stand in New York in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Prosecutors say Pecker worked with Trump and Trump's then lawyer, Michael Cohen, on a catch and kill strategy to buy up and then spike negative stories about Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. The judge will first hold a hearing on prosecutors' request to sanction and fine Donald Trump over social media posts they say violate a gag order prohibiting him from attacking key witnesses. Trump did not talk about his case before going into the courtroom, but he did criticize President Biden over the handling of pro-Palestinian protesters at local college campuses.
What's going on is a disgrace to our country, and it's all Biden's fault, and everybody knows it. He's got no message. He's got no compassion. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't put two sentences together, frankly. He is the worst president in the history of our country.
Satellite photos analyzed by the AP appear to show a new compound of tents being built near Khan Yunis in southern Gaza as the Israeli military continues to signal it plans an offensive on the city of Rafah. The Senate is back in session and is expected to vote today on $95 billion in war aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan that has been delayed because of questions by Republicans over how involved the U.S. should be abroad. This is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Today's action is overdue, but our work does not end here. Trust in American resolve is not rebuilt overnight. Expanding and restocking the arsenal of democracy doesn't just happen by magic.
A court in Russia has rejected American reporter Evan Gershkovich's appeal, keeping him jailed on espionage charges until at least late June. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are ticking higher on Wall Street, adding to their hot start to the week. The S&P 500 was up 0.9% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The benchmark index was pulling further out of the hole created by a six-day losing streak. The Dow rose 154 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.2%. A flood of earnings reports from big U.S. companies is dictating trading. Danaher was one of the strongest forces lifting the market after reporting stronger profit than expected. General Motors and Kimberly-Clark also rose following their reports. A preliminary update suggesting a slowdown in growth for U.S. business also helped Treasury yields to ease. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.59%. Seth Zutel, New York.
Before the Supreme Court, Starbucks is taking on the National Labor Relations Board, the federal agency that protects the right of employees to organize. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.